Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Today, the Marie Keating Foundation launched surviveandthrive.ie, which is a website resource offering information and advice for 170,000 cancer survivors in Ireland today. Well, joining me in studio to discuss the service and what it means for those who have battled the disease is Sean O'Sullivan, who is a stage 4 melanoma cancer survivor, and Helen Forrestal, who's director of nursing with the Marie Keating Foundation. Thank you both for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Sarah.
Helen, you might start by telling us about the website, what it's for, what you're aiming.
Sure, thanks, Sarah. I suppose the Survive and Thrive programme is our website has come from an initiative we set up in 2014, Survive and Thrive, and they're six-week programmes that were delivered to people who have come out the other side and want to live a new normal with a better quality of life. And we have found that those resources are not available readily to any survivors in Ireland. And as you said, there's over 170,000 survivors. So the Survive and Thrive website is a repository where people can actually go online to the Marie Keating Foundation and look for resources like coping physically. So some of the side effects that they might be feeling would be listed, and there would be some information and signposting on how to manage those. Again, coping psychologically, coping socially and financially, and carers coping as well, which is really important. We sometimes forget about carers, and we often signpost them back into cancer support centres in Ireland. There are lots of quite nice stories there about how people have survived, and Sean is here obviously to tell his story, but there are stories for women who've been through breast cancer, men who've been through prostate cancer, lung cancer, bowel cancer and skin cancer. So people will learn a lot from how other people cope as well. It's very empowering, and it's actually very powerful, even from a website perspective, but equally from a point of view where people come together with the same kind of issues, having lived through the same kind of, you know, associated side effects, come together, learn from each other and empower each other. And that is really about self-managing themselves going forward and living a better quality of life.
All right, Sean, you, as I said, have survived stage 4 melanoma. Can you tell me about your diagnosis and your journey through the treatment?
Yes, it all began in May of 2015. I had a small little growth on my forehead. I went to my GP and he said, we leave it alone. And then I went back a month later, it was beginning to grow again, and he said, look, we better get it taken off. And I got the bad news the following week. I had a rare melanoma cancer, stage 4. It was in my head. I had an operation the following week in Beaumont. The skin specialist came down to me after the operation and said, look, bad news for you, it's gone into your lung. And I transferred over to James's, which is the hospital for excellence for melanoma cancer. And I came under the care of a wonderful oncologist, and she applied for IPI, which is a very expensive drug, but in fact I got it on a compassionate basis, and I had 4 months treatment. That brought the tumour in my lung down by 60%. And then my oncologist said, well, look, there's a new drug out, clinical trial starting next month, I'll try and get you on it. And she got me on it, and it's a drug called Pembro. And I had 38 infusions of that over 2.5 years. And in February of last year, I was declared free of cancer. Now, that's a very brief summary of what happened. Behind all of that is the, in a sense, the journey, and that's where the book comes in.
The stress and the upset and the difficulty.
Yeah, I mean, the downsides, well, see, I was very lucky because, number one, I'm 81 now. I was 77 at that stage. I've had a great innings, a wonderful soulmate, wonderful family, wonderful friends, and God has been good to me. But when something like this hits you, it's a tsunami coming at you. And I think from day one, the oncologist in James has just instilled a confidence in me. She had a plan for me, and it worked out. Two of the main side effects would have been fatigue. I mean, I was absolutely conked out. And yet, I went on and I did most of my normal life, because I went for rest in the morning, went for rest in the evening, and I had a skin rash all over my body.
This is after you had beaten cancer as such, is it?
No, this was
this
right
is during
the
treatment,
yeah.
Right,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah. And even when I was after, when I was diagnosed free of cancer, the fatigue and the rash continued on for another 6 months. And that really caught me unawares, because being the kind of naive guy I was, I thought I was going to bounce back and get back to normal life. And it brought me on another journey, and I'd put a little tag on it, calling it into extra time, where, if I can use an analogy, so you're a racehorse, you run the Grand National, the going is soggy, you jump the last fence, you're exhausted, and the jockey whispers in your ear, you've got to go round again. And that's the way it was. And so by the end of last year, I was totally, I suppose my tank was empty psychologically and physically. James has said, look, I've been doing a cognitive behaviour therapy programme with them, but it wasn't working out. You've got to go away and have a respite. And that was in Edmondsbury. And I kind of shrinked at the thought, because it brought up a whole new issue for me, kind of mental health, even though I understood a lot of it. But the implication was, look, you're so fatigued, you can't cope. And that, I suppose, for me, was something I wasn't used to having to accept. I went in reluctantly. I remember saying to the psychiatrist the first day, I hate coming in here. And she said, well, that's not going to help. Well, I said, I just hate coming in here. Within 3 weeks, unmedicated, the cloud was gone. And it was clear. And that was back in Easter of this year. So it was fairly recent, something 3 or 4 months ago. And looking back on it all, I have such a sense of gratitude. But just referring briefly to the book, I mean, the Marie Keating Foundation have been fabulous to me. Only for them, the book would not be published.
Tell us about the book. Sorry, I don't think I made mention of that.
I was in hospital for a week. It had nothing to do with my cancer. I had a bypass 18 years ago, a terrible bypass. And they thought I was having a heart attack. And it was probably stress. I got up my iPad and I was bored stiff. And my mindfulness was so strong at that time, I began to write what I call mindfulness musings, ranging from telling my wife how much I loved her, to my grandchildren, to my friends, and other journeys I'd been on. And then I began to write the story of the journey. And it struck me when it was all over, that was brilliant, because it was therapeutic for me. And then I thought, well, if this helps somebody, we'll put it in book form.
So the book is called Mindful Musing on Living Life with Stage 4 Cancer and Winning. That's the name
of the
book.
And Winning, yeah. And the point that makes here is that mindfulness may not be the boat that's going to lift the ship for everybody. But for me, it was absolutely brilliant.
Helen, I'll just come back to you finally then, because Sean has described very eloquently there his journey and the idea really that a lot of people maybe going into cancer treatment might think, if I get clear of cancer, that'll be the end, I'll be free, I can get back to my normal life. Yeah. But actually, there, for a lot of people at least, there is another stage, yeah, in terms of recovery, both mentally and physically, and that's what this website is
exactly,
to help people with.
Exactly, and it's renowned, it's well endorsed by the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, and it is part of the recommendations for the National Cancer Strategy going forward. So, I mean, it's our work is just starting, really, in the survivorship space, and I hope that people will come on our website and benefit from the direction and the signposts and the information that's available to them there.
All right, and again, the website is called surviveandthrive.ie. Sorry, Sean, do you want to say something briefly?
Yeah, just two closing points, Sarah. Just to emphasise, if somebody is unfortunate to be diagnosed with cancer, and it doesn't have to be cancer, a serious illness, be it physical or psychological, I think two things are key to the recovery. Number one, they've got to accept they have what they have. But it's not the end. I mean, cancer, I had cancer, but cancer didn't have me. Mm. So I think the message is never give up. The body is sick. It needs attention. Leave it to the medical team.
All right.
And you focus on being positive and looking after your mind.
All right. Well, we have to leave it there. But thank you so much, both of you, for joining me. That's Helen Forrestal, who's Director of Nursing with the Marie Keating Foundation, and also Sean O'Sullivan. Thank you both.
Thank you, Sarah.